Hello, my loves. It is Lala Kent, and thank you for joining us on the very first episode of Give Them Lala with Randall.
Big deal.
This
Big
is day. A huge deal. And Big I day. Want it's a huge day. And I want you guys to be very involved. So please reach out to me, us.
Yeah, us. I hope it's us.
Yeah, that's going to be a little difficult for me to get used to.
Yeah, it's two people here.
Okay,
people.
Reach out to us at 866-LALA-POD, 866-LALA-POD. Hit a girl and a boy up. You want to know what's crazy?
Huh.
Is I pretend like, yeah, it's just me. I'm a lone wolf, but I would freaking die without you.
Well, last night you barely slept, so let's start there.
Yeah, I was shitting bricks because we have the infamous Stassi Schroeder.
I'm so excited.
Let's talk about Lala.
What?
Give Them Lala with Randall.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps Give Them Lala. You keep forgetting me. I'm sitting right here.
You have to know I've had this brand
Wait,
for like
hold your hand
four
out.
Years.
Hold your hand out. Hold your hand out. We're touching each other. That's how close we are.
Okay.
And you fucking forget my name? I mean, is this a joke? I mean, do I need to play one of my fucking movies right now? What's going on?
He doesn't need to play one of his movies because I'm in a room surrounded with every film he's made.
But clearly,
I have not forgotten.
But clearly you're not seeing me. But anyway, let's go back to Give Them Lala with Randall, what our podcast is about, because I think it's important that people know.
I mean, our podcast is going to be filled with a lot of things that people don't get to see. Yeah. Unless the camera is rolling. On top of, we're going to have epic guests that are going to give us an insight into their world, whether they're on film or doing reality TV, singers. I want to venture into it all. I want to pick everyone's brain and all of their success so that I can copy exactly what they've done.
And even though we're going to have amazing, I think it's great. And I think even though it was really well said.
Thank you.
I think in addition to these incredible entertainers that we're going to have, I think we're going to go outside the box. Like the other day you were telling me you wanted to have the oldest living person in the world here. I think that's pretty
Dude,
cool.
The oldest person alive has seen some shit.
Yeah.
And I want to know all about it.
Well, I'd like to know like how they communicated when they were in high school and how, you know what I mean? Just like meaning.
Oh my God.
I mean, think about.
I didn't even think about a 120-year-old person ever even going to high school. That shit is insane.
But and then think about how they live today
yeah.
with iPhones and how different the world has changed for them. I think that's, I love that idea when you came up with that. So I think we're going to have every walk of life on Give Them Lala with fucking Randall, because that's what I'm going to change
Tell
the title
him, baby.
To.
No, I love it. I love that they're going to get to know us as a couple.
Yeah. I think that's going to be fun. And we're also going to talk about Vanderpump every week, what your thoughts are, because I like to hear that too. That's always entertaining.
I will give you all of my thoughts on this new season of Vanderpump Rules Season 8. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
My fiance is like sitting next to me. He used to just be this like
shaking his head.
Shaking his head
in disbelief.
Going, how the hell did this happen? He used to be just like this voiceless, faceless character.
I was fine with that, by the way.
And now you're like on Vanderpump Rules.
All right.
Doing a podcast.
Well, yeah. When you say it like that, I don't know if I should run home right now and hide. No, I will say this. I am happy that we showed a side of our relationship versus what people were thinking how we are
right.
and versus how we really are. And I think that doing this podcast with you, which again, I don't know how you got me here, I think is going to be nice to let people see kind of how we really are, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions of our relationship. So
right. Like people think that we're sleeping on stacks of hundreds and like flying on gold carpets, and it could not be further from what happened.
I don't know how that shit started, but whatever it is, it's all bullshit. So I'm glad that we are gonna get a chance to talk to people. I want people to actually get to know me a little bit, and I think that this is a nice forum where I can just kind of answer questions or be here to support you. Hopefully you'll do most of the talking on this podcast.
Hold on. Are you telling us that you are an open book and people are allowed to call and ask questions about your life?
We'll see how it goes. Like if the questions come in and they're like easy and nice, then yes.
No. That doesn't work for me and my Give Them Lala squad. If you're going to be an open book, you need to make it fucking interesting, all right?
All right. I'll do my best. Thank you.
Like this ain't no snooze fest over here. For real. And we have a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, the first two episodes of Vanderpump Rules Season 8 have aired.
Yes, very exciting.
And the more episodes that air, it's like Randall's going to be making an appearance soon.
Oh, God. I'm going to open this beer right now.
And crack your beer, baby.
I want everybody to know that it is 11 in the morning. You are sober. And I am drinking a beer. That's,
you know,
that's how petrified I am right now.
I encourage. We have some of my Give Them Lala squad in the room right now. They're all drinking, to be honest. And I encourage this. I tell people on a regular basis, if you don't have to be sober, I don't recommend it. Right. Like, crack your beers, do you, boo.
Babe, the one thing I'll tell you, I want to just say this, and I'm saying it with love. Your sobriety is epic on every level, and I don't think people really realize how far you've come and what you've done to get here, and I am blown away to be your fiance and so proud of you. And
thank you so much.
The most proud thing I've ever seen you do in your life, and you've done a lot of phenomenal things in your life, but the sobriety thing and the fact that you can encourage me to drink a beer at 11 in the morning shows that you're a badass.
Thank you. And this season on Vanderpump, they will definitely show my journey and sobriety and what I've been through. You know, last year I had a really rough year with the passing of my dad, and I turned to alcohol as my crutch. And Vanderpump is such an amazing platform for me to be able to talk about sobriety and when you lose somebody very close. And I think that that's something that reality TV personalities don't get credit for. You know, we live our lives and we do become, you know, quote unquote famous, but we don't have the luxury of hiding, because when you're going through something crazy, that's when the cameras want to capture every single moment.
I hope your audience gets to see, you know, I hope fans here listening get to see kind of that other side of you, because they're going to show those moments, which are true and real, but they can't show all the moments because it's not a 24-hour like reality show. I think here people get to hear that side of you where, you know, it's like, this is what I had to go through, and it wasn't easy. And I obviously was there through all that stuff, and it was not easy and it was horrible, but you made it out, and here you are. And then we're getting married in April. So it's kind of like, you're a winner. You're
it's
a winner.
It's crazy to think season on Vanderpump.
Being with me is a winner, but you're a winner.
I'm winning, baby. I promise you. I'm winning at life with you by my side. But
thank you.
To go from last year, season 7 of Vanderpump Rules, to this year, like,
oh, it's night and day.
Sobriety. My man, who I don't even have to call that anymore. I get to call you Rand on camera.
Dude,
you have a name.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm happy with that, but I'm okay. But I was fine being your man.
You guys, I'm just going to be honest. I like being an open book. I don't like keeping secrets. So the fact that I had to refer to Randall as my man on a regular filming basis,
I was fine with that.
Was enough to make me want to ram my head.
I thought it was a great storyline. I think we should have kept it going for another 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah, I know you fucking did. Not happening. Not happening. If I'm going down on a sinking ship, motherfucker, you're going down with me.
Yeah. Well, you've done that a few times in the press. But anyway, moving on. Moving on from that.
Again, open book. What do you want to know?
No, I don't want to know anything more than I already know, because I've had to read 4,000 tabloid articles. You know, here's the great thing, Lana. I'm going to leave it at this. You know, before I met you, the only article that was ever written about me was maybe I produced a movie, or maybe I was at a nightclub with a celebrity. And now there's over 9,000 articles about me. Thank you.
Here's
Thank you
how
for that.
I look at it, you Thank guys. You. And this is pretty morbid. But okay, so Randall's saying, like, before you came along, I was in the tabloids because I was like hanging out with a celebrity.
No,
so
making you were a movie.
You were a friend of.
I'm fine with that.
Now, if we were to be on a plane and it crashed, we would have names like Lala Ken and Randall Emmett go down in plane crash. It wouldn't just be like so-and-so and friend went down in a plane crash. And I think that is amazing.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I used to say every time I'd be on a plane with an actor that I was making a movie with, I was fine with the actor and friends. I was totally cool with that. This was not my goal, to get my name in the press if I die in a plane crash, just so you know. It was never my goal. I'm good. You've taken me out of the shadows in a big
way. You're right.
You screwed me on every level. No, because now if I go to a restaurant, they comment on my pants, my shoes. Why does he dress like that? Why is he fat? I thought I lived a good life. I mean, who doesn't like a steak and mashed potatoes? Now I go to the restaurant, sometimes I want to have string beans because I'm afraid.
Oh, babe.
Yeah, you've ruined.
No.
Fun out of it.
You are not fat. More cushion for the pushing is what I say, baby.
This is what I say. If the plane goes down, I'll be the first person everybody can eat if they need food, because I got
a lot. Oh, my God. Oh,
seriously.
My God.
No,
now we're talking about cannibalism. No,
but I've got filet in me, caviar. Like, I will be a meal for everybody.
Yes.
Who wants to eat the skinny guy? Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. So, I don't know. There's always a benefit to being a little thicker.
I will say this podcast is already fucking amazing.
Why?
Because it's just great. Like, I'm having the best time.
Oh, I'm having the best time. I feel like we haven't left our bedroom and we just came to a studio to record what we always talk shit about.
Right. Instead of me sitting in bed watching Friends and eating Lunchables, I'm just sitting in an office talking and eating Lunchables. So it's the same fucking thing.
I just want to tell you, though, the thing that I'm probably pretty most, the fact that we're going to have a guest on here every week is pretty cool for me, because I get to meet people that, you work with, or you get to meet people that I work with, and we both get to meet people we've never met. But today's guest, the one that you selected today, I think is, you couldn't have picked a better guest.
My mind is going to explode because I can't believe she's gracing us with her presence. We have the queen of podcasts.
Yep. Yes, we do. Say. Let us tell everybody.
I'm freaking the fuck out.
Tell everybody.
We have Stassi Schroeder in the motherfucking building.
Yeah. I mean, all I want to say about Stassi Schroeder that people don't realize, if you have not been to her podcast tour, which I didn't even know you could do a podcast tour, so I'm sure you're going to try to manipulate me at some point 5 years from now to go to some podcast tour. That's not happening. But I just want to say this. I went to Stassi's performance. I didn't know she rents out theaters, and there are thousands of people. Thousands.
Screaming her name.
And not only that, she's like Bono. These people have merchandise.
Oh my God.
Flying off the shelf.
Yes, she is. She's the Bono of podcasts. She is.
I bought a Stassi Schroeder shirt, wore it at the thing. I mean, it was the most, I'm going to tell you, what a icon for me in this world. This is a woman that started on a reality show, built a podcast, took it on tour. Now her new one, I read on the internet, she's got a tour bus. She's got production. I mean, this is like legit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's badass.
She's like Spice World.
If she calls me a friggin' Bravo celebrity, I'm walking out of this podcast. I'm telling you now. If she says Bravo celebrity one time to me, I'm out the door.
You want
to
know something? You're welcome for being a Bravo celebrity.
Okay,
wear that with pride.
Alex, get me the shot. It's tequila time.
It's tequila time.
Now you pissed me off.
Yes, yeah. Let's pop tequila.
Anyway, I am a big fan of Stassi, and I give anybody credit that can build a brand like she has. To me, obviously I'm older and branding and social media wasn't around when I was younger. And to watch somebody do what she's done, I'm intrigued. I want to ask all the questions that I'm sure, everybody wants to know. Like, how did this happen? How did you turn into this thing? A tour? And not 5 cities, 30 cities, sold out. It's
on top of, she wrote a book.
Multiple
books, right? She's on her second book that she's going to start writing. Her first book,
yeah.
Next Level Basic,
yeah.
Is a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
And you guys have to know, like, when I'm with Stassi, we basically just bump gums and talk shit about everybody we know. And it's the best time ever.
You do that all the time.
I drink Perrier. She drinks red wine. It's super chic. But today, I get to ask her all the questions about how she has built a Stassi empire. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not many reality TV personalities or reality TV stars who have done what she's
100%.
Done.
100%. That's, I think, my point is that there's a lot of reality people in the world, just like there's a lot of actors, there's a lot of producers, but she is one of a kind. I mean, to have the success that she has and at the level she has, it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. And I give her so much respect and so much credit, and it's going to kill me because she's going to probably call me a Bravo celebrity, but I'm going to really want to know, how did this happen? How did she go from what we're doing, sitting here, talking shit to each other?
Yeah.
To having thousands of people line up every single show. Pretty awesome.
I also can't wait to ask her about her wedding planning, because this bitch has chosen Italy.
I'd rather put a grenade launcher in my mouth than
that. Us planning a wedding just like
an hour down the street.
An hour down the street.
No, no. We're an hour down the street and we wake up in cold sweats and we barely talk to each other certain days over this. She's planning a wedding 5,000 miles away. I do not know how she's doing that.
I want to get this bitch in here so we can start this thing.
Okay.
Right. Oh my fucking God. We have Stassi. She's sitting right in front of me. This shit is crazy. I'm actually going to shit myself.
Yes!
Listen, I am so proud because my little Bravo celebrity is all grown up.
Oh,
and I'm
right
not talking about Lala.
He literally just
said
Stassi.
I fucking said if you say that shit, I'm walking out.
You are.
And you know what I told
you? You were like a baby dinosaur that like hatched into the Bravo celebrity Jurassic
Stassi,
Park
Stassi,
you're world.
Fucking torturing me. I said to her, I said, you know what? Tasha's going to ruin my fucking life today. And I have to sit here for 30 minutes and listen to you abuse me. But you know what? I'm okay with it. Because this is our first time, and obviously my first time, and to have you here, the queen, is great.
I'm honored.
I'm really excited.
I'm very honored that you guys asked me to be first. Like, I really appreciate it.
We're so excited, Stoss, but I am a little nervous.
When do you ever get nervous?
That's what I say.
Usually I've been telling everybody, usually you and I just sit around and drink Perrier and red wine and talk shit about everybody. And now
Let's do that.
By the way, I like that idea.
Yeah.
I had a crack of beer because I was petrified.
I am so desperate for alcohol, but I've been sick. No, I'm on antibiotics. Okay. Thank you to your doctor.
So what happened? So I sent you my doctor and what happened? Because he is the greatest.
He is a baller. He literally just like, he's like, fine, when you get off the plane, come to my office and I'll come meet you there. Comes and meets me there. It's like all black. And I go there. He does all these tests on me that no doctor's ever done before.
Never.
Gives me a shot in my ass. He like called me twice yesterday. Tells me everything I have. He's like, I'm going to call you on Sundays too.
Tell me in 24 hours how much better you felt.
Oh my God. So much.
It's night and day.
It really is.
It is.
I thought I was dying.
Right? Yes. It was crazy though, because we were in Utah for Katie's birthday this week. And Stassi, I've never seen anybody rally like you.
Thank you.
Like, you're a good
friend.
Thank you. I would have been like, y'all have fun. I'm staying in bed. And she hustled.
Wow.
She was there celebrating.
Hot toddies.
Wow.
Mulled wine.
Yeah, you're a professional.
I did it.
Professional.
I did it.
Yeah, no, she's a gangster.
So, Stas, I was excited that you're here for obviously a lot of reasons. Your success, etc. This is so weird because this is
how I feel around you, Randall.
This is like the most surreal. This will be the most like, surreal moment.
It feels weird to have Randall talk about my success. Really?
But Stas, I was saying, and we talk shit to each other, and it's why we're friends and we have fun. But the truth is, like, we're doing this for the first time. This is crazy for me. I never thought I'd be doing anything like this. And I'm thinking, like, you started your podcast, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
6 years ago.
And I went to your show thinking, yeah, I'm just going to a show like to see Stassi in a room of like 30, 40 people. You have thousands of people that are lined up. You're flying merchandise off the shelf like you're Bono of U2.
We labeled you that.
Like.
That's what
we called you. The Bono.
Fuck yes,
the U2 of podcast. That's you.
Incredible.
Yeah, we're like your opening act, and you're like Bono.
Oh, you guys will get there. I heard your first minute and a half, and I was like, damn, I need to step up my game.
No,
yes.
Can you just share with us kind of like how it evolved and how you got to that place where you have a tour bus and you're touring the United States of America?
I really don't know how I tricked everyone into this, honestly. Whenever people ask me that, I'm like, I have no fucking idea. Every one of my listeners has to be batshit crazy because like,
yes,
when you think about it, like podcasting is the most narcissistic job ever. Like you start something just
for yourself,
assuming that people want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. It's weird.
Right. Yeah.
But I think that honestly, if you just like, this sounds so lame, but the more authentic you are and when you just like, people feel like they're really like in your living room, like flies on the wall,
right,
they become part of your family and your friends. If you don't censor yourself, I think people just really want to connect with something that's real. Okay. Some people won't like it because they're like, ah, well, you're not my thing.
Right.
But the people who
connect.
You know, Yeah, connect with it. They'll sense that like authenticity.
It's just basically no filter. It's just being how you are.
Yeah.
And hopefully people
like it. Right. Not everyone will. Listen, I went to Reddit once and it was no bueno.
No.
I said it was no bueno. I will never do it
never
again.
Look at it, Randall. Never.
Because I wanted
it.
To see what people were saying about my tour. And I was like, oh my God, horrified.
Are you serious?
So it's like, there are some people that go there. I'm like, well, then why did you buy all this money? Why are you going on Reddit to just rip it apart?
Dude, it's so like, gross.
It was scary. So, I mean, there are some people that aren't going to like it, but you just got to be okay with it.
But when you started, did you have a format? Did you know kind of where you were going, or was it just...
Randall, I still don't have a format. I literally just... turn on my equipment. Sometimes I do it by myself. Sometimes I do it with a professional guest. Sometimes I just do it with Bo. Like, sometimes I do it with friends and I just talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about.
I love that.
The fact that
you're so interesting that people are going to be like, we are so interesting.
No, but stop. I mean,
you better be taking note of everything that's happening, because whatever we need to fucking fix, you better tell me.
We expect notes.
Because I'm not a patient person. I can't be waiting 6 years for this to pop off, girl.
No. Well, listen, y'all's dynamic. You're really lucky that you have each other and that you work so well together.
Really?
So you guys are all like, and I think people are so starving to hear your dynamic. I think that people are just like so ready for it. And this is going to be, it's not like Vanderpump Rules where it's like an edited scene and you know, you're not in control over what people see. They're going to be able to be a part of your lives. It's going to be great.
I think that's what I'm most excited about is like, it's just me and my girl and we're just talk about us and life and the way we do talk about things every day versus the way people have built it up, you know,
I think that people probably, I think people probably assume that you wear the pants and like you make all the rules, which you do kind of.
20%.
But Lala 20%. Is a bitch.
She's a bitch.
She's such a bitch. I mean,
I love this, Stassi. You should be our full-time partner on this podcast. I'm getting my ass kicked for even.
When we were in Utah, my favorite part of the trip was like the 27 calls Lala made to you a day, just to be like, I don't give a fuck. Get it done. Fuck Vanessa Hudgens and her breakup. I don't give a shit. I need my wedding done now.
Here's the thing, though.
Not really. I love Vanessa. No, so
but she was just like, I don't care about what else is going on.
I called her, I go, babe, that is, I can't believe Vanessa broke up. She goes, I'm not in the mood for that right now. I'm like, fuck, man. I was just so sharing.
You guys, when I'm planning, Stassi can relate to this because you're planning a wedding as well.
It sucks ass.
Oh, the bridezilla.
It's stupid. I am a bridezilla.
She's a bridezilla. Yeah. I think even more so than me.
No.
You're not a bridezilla. You're only a bridezilla to Randall.
To me.
Yes.
Not to your friends.
No. Are you to everybody?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you witnessed the fight Lala and I got in.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. That was the toughest I've been with Lala, I think, ever.
Ever. No,
yeah.
Because you guys obviously have this great relationship. I know you guys are good friends. But I go to New York to BravoCon and I'm like, hey, I just got here. And I had just come from the Santa Barbara Film Festival with my movie. I'm like on cloud nine. I'm here to support. And boom, there is a throwdown over color of bridesmaids dress.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was.
If anybody ever thinks Vanderpump Rules is fake, they're full of shit. I'm in a room where you two are about to have duke it out over dresses.
I know. Lala was like, are you going to cry? Are you going to cry? I'm like, oh, no. She's like, you look like you're about to cry. I'm like, no, I'm angry.
You were pissed. She's pissed. And I'm like, you guys are about to go on stage.
I only know how to go toes with people I don't like.
Yeah.
So when
you're not good with people you love.
No, I love Stassi so much. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know how to handle this. But
you worked
Stassi...
it out.
You got your...
Yeah, but you know what, Lala? In my second book, I just wrote about this. I'm writing you a love letter in my bridezilla section because you let me win.
Oh my God, that is the sweetest thing.
Because I really do appreciate you letting me win that one fight. I know you...
Here's the thing,
it was a choice that you made to let me win. You know what I mean?
But that's because I love you so much as a friend. And now we have that history where we have ripped each other's heads off.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I die for you. So I would never ruin a friendship over something.
We wouldn't ruin a friendship. If we would have done the same thing, I would have gotten over it.
Okay.
It's not like it's going to ruin a friendship.
No, ruining is the wrong word.
She is. Everything is... a three-act play.
Yeah. Take the word ruin out of it. I would rather just be like, yeah, whatever, than even
then have
her
the
feel. Yes.
Okay,
I'm wearing cheap hoops.
Oh, your hoops are falling.
Your
hoops
are falling.
Are coming apart. Can I ask a question? So with
like,
your wedding,
this
with your,
for the wedding dresses.
But you know how we were saying, babe, like our wedding is an hour down the road and we're tripping out.
Yeah.
How do you deal with a wedding 5,000 miles away? Because
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. And I wish we never decided it. And I wish that we were going
nightmare?
To the courthouse. Yeah, because it's on Vanderpump Rules, Randall. So every single thing, the hotel, the venue, the rehearsal dinner, whatever restaurants we fucking go to.
Has to be
okayed a year. Yes, a film approved a year in advance. And no one in Italy likes TV, apparently. No one wants to sign that Vanderpump Rules release. It's a nightmare.
How many places have you lost because of this? That has to be heartbreaking.
Oh, I can't even count.
Really?
I can't even count. Oh yeah, like
that
I don't
has to
know.
Be heartbreaking.
Yeah,
I mean, like that would.
Bo's
that would...
just like not even excited anymore. Like yesterday, what? I was like, I think we're really close. We're really close. He's like, don't even talk to me about this. He's like, I want to go back to Bravo and be like, this isn't happening anymore. Like we're not doing this on camera. I'm like, I don't really have a choice.
I have a contract. This is my job. No.
I am not Randall Emmett. I need this, Bo.
I give you a lot of credit because I was telling her I would have lost it after like one venue, you know, because I know you've been through multiple venues, multiple restaurants. That has to be
hotels is the worst part.
Hotels are the worst.
Because that's like, you know, it's where we sleep. We get ready. We want to feel comfortable.
Oh, my God.
That's been harder than anything else.
Do you have one now?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Stop.
We have two that they're like most likely will work out. And I was telling Lala this, you know, when we were in Utah, I'm like, y'all, if this hotel isn't that nice, it is not my fault. Please don't talk shit on camera about it. I'm really sorry. I don't know what else to do. I have no say anymore.
But that's why I think your show is so successful and you guys are so successful. You're very authentic. Like I don't think people realize what you sacrifice to put your life out
Definitely
there.
Definitely not.
And this is the kind of stuff like I would never be built for, but this is why you guys are who you are. And I think that I really hope fans see this side because God, to your wedding day, to go through what you're going through is brutal.
That
brutal.
Better be filmed to perfection for all the hell that I'm going through.
Here's the thing.
The lighting better be like
location.
A pretty shelter.
Yeah. You picked such a beautiful location.
You have a stunning
like you're taking
place.
Everyone to Rome. I feel like
pretty romantic.
Yeah.
Pretty romantic.
Yeah.
In the end, it's gonna be epic.
A struggle. And it's not like for us, it's like, okay, we need to take a trip down to Newport. She can't be like, Bo, we need to hop on a plane to Rome next weekend. Like,
will
that
you
shit
go back
is
to
hard.
Rome at all before the wedding?
Our wedding planner said we had to, but I'm like, there's zero time. Oh so, like, God. You guys can go food, taste test, whatever the heck you want. And I trust whatever you have
trust
to say.
The spaghetti will be just
It's Italian well. Food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you're not going
to
miss.
So you're even having to have someone else food, like, taste for you?
Yeah. When the hell are we going to have time to go
you're
back
not.
To Rome?
You're not. No.
Yeah.
You're too
Between
busy
your podcast
selling
tour,
out
you're...
podcast tours.
And your bachelorette trip.
And your
wedding. And your honeymoon.
And your show.
My show.
Yeah, there's a few things.
There's
going
a lot
on.
Of things that I'm like, there's...
I wanted Stassi at my bachelorette so badly that I changed the date to Randall's birthday.
Randall, I was... When she got off the phone with you, I'm like, Randall's going to be so mad at me. You did not tell me it was his birthday. That is... I'm terrified. I'm going to put my phone away so that Randall doesn't call me.
I was like, he's turning 49. Is that like a monumental birthday? I don't get it.
No, it's my fucking birthday. What do you mean? Let me tell you what I did for your fucking birthday this year. I flew your ass and all your friends to Cabo and
this
gave you
true.
A villa that was 20,000 square feet and gave you the most romantic thing.
This
but I want to tell you, my birthday, it's like, who gives a shit? Now I want to say one last thing. She screwed me. You screwed me because bachelor parties should be on the same weekend so we don't torture each other.
Right.
Now she's going to be home while I'm on mine blowing my phone up.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Stas. You're the best.
Okay.
You're the best.
That was valid.
I feel like it may be your birthday, but
again?
On my birthday, this is like, let's just make it very clear. You flew me to Mexico for my birthday weekend, and then we flew home on my birthday. So we'll celebrate your birthday on the weekend before.
Right. Well, now his argument, he's switched direction. It isn't about his birthday anymore. Stassi. It's about you guys Stassi having
I know all about the game
at the
Stassi
same time.
I know all Stassi about got this it game. Real yeah.
When the first excuse don't work, you go to the yes second excuse. I'm going to call you Tom
it
Sandoval.
Trust me, I'm trying to move my freaking bachelor party right
order
now.
Order in the court.
Stassi picked that shit up in 2 seconds. Babe, you'll make my birthday special. I know you will.
Absolutely.
Like a week or two later.
A birthday's a birthday, no matter when it takes place.
I think you should ask Stassi some things about her podcast. I'd like to know. Or I'll ask if you're not going
to
ask.
Well, I know that her first guest, because I listened to your first podcast with Christina Kelly.
Yeah.
And it actually made me really nervous.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
It was?
I thought it was really good.
I paused it every 5 seconds, or 5 minutes, sorry. We paused and we were like, we need a wine break. So it took us probably about over 6 hours to record.
Yes, that's
we
amazing
just kept pausing it. I'm like, what the fuck do people talk about on a podcast?
So this when you amazing first knew see, you were going to do a podcast, were you scrambling for a guest or did you already know, like, my best friend Christina Kelly is going to be the first one?
No, I already knew I wanted to, yeah, have Christina. I'm like, whoever I'm, you know, closest I'm closest to, I trust her. We can just get this done, hustle together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where did you do it?
My apartment that I had with my ex-boyfriend, Monster Patrick, we did it like up in the loft. Yeah.
Yeah.
By ourselves. Yeah. It was scary. Wow.
I actually have a fun question to ask you. If you were to rate your boyfriends from most hated to least hated, Frank, Jax, Patrick.
Oh God, that's so tough. Least hated Jax.
Okay.
Right.
Frank and Pat, listen, I'm going to go with Frank as most hated. He tried to sell a sex tape of me. That's pretty bad.
Oh,
that's pretty bad.
That
kind of takes it.
That's
the most traumatizing.
That's a shady motherfucker.
As awful as Patrick was, he never did that.
Yeah.
You know,
he never tried to like expose you.
Yeah.
Patrick seems, I don't know the guy, but it seems like maybe he was just like the wrong, it was just mismatched.
100% mismatched.
Yeah.
I think he just he saw me and wanted to mold me into something that I wasn't.
Right. Yeah.
And
that happens. I mean, different things, but you realize that.
I mean, Jax was pretty bad too, though. So let's not let him off the hook.
None of
them are good. But he was pretty bad, and he's the first to admit it. It's not like I'm.
Oh no, he admits it.
Talking shit.
Right.
Can I say one thing in both of your defense? If, because obviously I was a Vanderpump fan in the prior to Lala ever being on the show, and me and all my friends, I mean, Jax was TV gold.
Oh, 100%.
And you.
Okay, first of all, though, Randall.
Your relationship was TV gold.
I brought him into this. He was not even supposed to be on Vanderpump Rules.
What?
He was not working at Sir, and they cast the rest of us, and they were like, who are you dating? And I was like, this guy, Jax.
You mean Jax owes you all of
did
his
you,
success?
Did you start dating
pretty
him after that?
I own him.
Did you start dating Jax after that trip to Vegas?
Yes. The day I met you is the day I met Jax.
So Stassi and I
met crazy.
When I was 18 years old for the first time, I was like modeling
at Project in Vegas.
Yes. Like the magic show in Vegas.
Oh,
and I met Stassi and I remember exactly what I was wearing. And she was
it was like
my God.
You were wearing like an oversized coat.
Yeah, and you were right. And you were like, turn around. I love this. I love this look. And I was like, oh my God, this like beautiful girl who lives in LA and knows fashion thinks I look good.
That's so sweet.
No, I really did think that.
That is so cute.
And I met Jax that same trip, and they
hooked that day was the first day. So I met Jax and Lala the same day.
Wow, this is history.
Yeah.
This is history that nobody knows.
No one knows this.
I love this.
No.
This is great.
Yeah.
Because as a Vanderpump fan, prior to me being dragged into this whole situation. I love the show. I mean, when I watched the show, it was epic. I mean, you and Jax
epic.
And the whole crew and just screaming and yelling and fighting and kicking. I'm sure it would not be fun to be in those moments, but it was pretty
fucking insane. You know what? Just recently they were doing the season one, like, playing all of them on Bravo and reruns, and I watched a few of them, and I'm like, this is so good. This is so good. I'm so unaffected, but it's so good.
So are you as hyped for season 8 as you were going into your very first season?
Well, I was until I started seeing season 8 air.
Yeah, it was, you know,
I mean,
a buzzkill to say the very least.
It's kind of confusing. I was really excited about season 8. I'm going to try to continue to be excited about it.
Yeah, you guys should be.
I think I get more excited every year. I think you I think season one, I didn't even know what to expect.
Right. Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what the... I remember the first scene that we filmed was like with... We were all having brunch and it was where I was said, I am the devil and don't you forget it. And I remember leaving that scene being like, what the fuck is this show going to be about? It's going to be so boring. What is it going to be about? Me and Jax fighting? Like,
surprise.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then...
the biggest show on TV.
Yeah. You want to know what though, Stas? I remember because I had met all of you and I was sitting at home in Utah and they were doing that whole thing where it's like the Real Housewives of BH and then they flooded it into Vanderpump Rules. And I was like, who the fuck is going to watch this show about a bunch of servers? And people went insane
over
it.
I knew from the first three episodes, I'm telling you, that this is the great... Oh, dude, me and my friends were flipping out. I mean, I wish I was trying to bribe people at the network to give me all the episodes. Like, that's how much we loved
Randall, I just love, like, picturing you sitting around with your guy friends watching Vanderpump Rules.
All of us going... This is crazy. He bitch smacked him. She threw the shit on him. This is, I mean, we couldn't believe that this was going on. I mean, but by the way, remember, there was no show like this. There was nothing like this show. This show, when it came out, was a unicorn.
You want to know what, though? There's still no other show like this.
Oh, yeah.
People have tried to
duplicate you guys.
And it never works.
I'm telling you, the key to our success is just like real friendships.
I agree with you.
It's really like all it is. I can't think of any other shows that are about a real built-in group of friends. And that's why we don't like, you know, it's really hard for new people. It took you a while.
It took me 2 years.
Yeah.
It takes really people get in good.
Yeah. It's just how it is.
It wasn't easy for her. And I know that. But I also say that I didn't really know that your reality show is so real. I mean, now I've been around 4 years. You guys really, when the camera stopped, nothing changes.
Yeah.
It's like you'll call Katie out. Katie will call you out. You call Lala out. And you guys spend an infinite amount of time together. It's nuts. So I think that I hope people realize that your show is really who you guys are, and for better and worse. And I think that that's what makes your TV gold. Because when I watched it in the beginning, I didn't know anybody. I was like, there's no way this shit's real. This is too crazy. But now I see you and are going, I'm like, it just never, but I think you're right. What other reality show, and I know a lot of different people in the industry, what other reality show has friendships like you guys have 10 years deep?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
I was talking to one of the housewives the other day, and she was like, wait a second. So like, you're going on a trip with your castmates? Yeah. And I'm like,
off season.
Off season. I'm like, no, I'm going on a trip with my friends. And she's like, you what? She's like,
oh my God.
She didn't understand that, like, no, like, we do this all the time. Like, we hang out all the, like, these are actually my friends that I call.
Yeah,
her mind was blown.
Yeah, I don't think that's what I'm saying. I really don't think, like, when friends of mine who don't watch shows say, that show's not real. I'm like, no, you don't understand. They're all friends. They hang out. They go on trips together. They vacation in Europe together. They go to Salt Lake City together for a ski trip. Like, whatever it is, they do everything together. They go to the gym together. It's like they are really best friends. They don't...
Well, no one understands the world like we understand
it's
the world.
Pretty, it's amazing.
You know, we can understand it on a completely different level. So we have, of course, friends outside of the show.
Yeah, of course.
But the show is such a big part of our lives that... We like to vent to each other about it. It's
we need to.
Yeah. We have
we
to.
Need
like
it.
Therapy.
Yes.
Like therapy.
Yeah. Ooh. It's just, it's a bond. It's like a very, it's like what I would imagine if everyone was on Lost together, if they were stranded on a deserted island.
It's
a bond.
Like Lost. It's
that
just
it
like
really
Lost.
Kind of is.
It's just like
kind
Lost.
Of is.
Listen,
we're all bonded by this.
But you know what? But it is the equivalent to a scripted show where they become a family over and over and over and over. And I have a lot of friends in different script shows. They are like become family after 9 years.
Yeah.
I mean, how rare do you have a show 8 years in, it doesn't happen in anything. So it's you tip your hat to the show because it is amazing. And I think that you guys, it's not easy because I watch you guys put it all out there and I'm blown away. I don't know how you do it.
You do it, Rand.
That's bullshit.
I know. You're seeing this. Can we just, let me just take a moment and say, I've talked to the Vanderpump Rules producers, the crew and everyone, and they have said that your scene with Bo in our room at the wedding in Kentucky is the best scene of the season.
Oh, God.
I know. I was like, how do you feel that our men are the ones that brought
you the breakout?
I am not the breakout.
The breakout star of Vanderpump
Rules. I might be the break break my ass. I don't know, something.
I'm gonna be epic. Sasha, I'm gonna be so honest, excited.
Not to dwell on this anymore because I've been anxiety. I'm another beer, but I am petrified at what's coming because, you know I was there. I remember being there, but I don't have any concept of what that's gonna look like or feel like.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. Oh. Just don't go to Reddit.
Don't go to Reddit.
Just never go to Reddit. Never. No one ever go to Reddit.
Okay, don't go to Reddit. Okay. No.
Stoss, we are going to listen to voicemails now with people that call in, and I want you to be a part of this.
Okay. Okay. This is fun.
So remember, y'all, you can call in, leave me a message, comments. The number is 866-LALA-POD. Again, 866-LALA-POD.
I love Stassi's
face.
This
is so a fish.
I wish everybody could see Stassi's face because Stassi's like, what?
I am so lazy with my podcast. The fuck?
Not really a touring
honey,
star.
There's nothing lazy about
Listen,
you.
If you're lazy, we'll take lazy podcast. Off.
She's like, okay, I penciled you. And I was like, I've never had a friend who pencils things in like
but
I do.
Stassi is a real busy person. So
I know. It's amazing.
We give you that.
No, I really love you, Stoss.
I love you too.
All right, let's listen to our first voicemail.
Hey, Lala. Hey, Randall. My question for you guys is, what's it like to be followed by paparazzi? And have you ever tipped them off to where you're going to be to get publicity? Thanks.
I want to hear the answer to this one. Have you guys ever tipped off the paparazzi?
I don't even know how to do that. No.
I have once.
You have? Wait, Stassi, tell us.
Tell us.
I want to hear this. That is amazing, Stass. Yeah. That you admit it, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was when Patrick dumped me on our anniversary the day before our trip to Mexico.
Okay. I was heartbroken.
And I was like, thank you. Yes, I appreciate it.
I was heartbroken.
And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to, you know what? I look hot on this trip.
Yeah.
I'm feeling skinny. Yeah. I need him to see how hot I look.
I
was like, paparazzi, here I am.
Respect.
Yes.
You deserve that.
I did do that.
That's great.
Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. I need to learn how to do
You've
that.
You've never done that.
No, I've never done that. Not because I wouldn't. I just don't know how. And it seems like if I do that, I'm going to have to get ready that day.
Yeah.
It is a pain in the ass. Yeah.
It's like a work day.
It is like a work day. But teach me how to do that because I may start doing that.
Totally. You know who else does
that? That's how Kim K did it.
Sheena does that whenever she goes to Hawaii.
Sheena does it often and pretends like she doesn't.
Sheena does do it a lot.
I love her so much because she thinks we're all stupid.
Yeah. I'm like, really?
Sheena, I didn't know you did that.
You think that paparazzi are just like hanging out in Hawaii on the water? No, that has never happened.
You think paparazzi are just like here watching you like go to Disneyland with Mickey Mouse ears? It's not happening. You called them, bitch.
Just admit it. You guys are really next level, both of you. Oh my God.
You guys always get paparazzi though at Craig's, and even when I go with you, no one cares about me. They only care about y'all.
No, it's true.
I don't. It's true. It is. They only take photos of you guys.
Is dope.
What dope?
Yeah, I like the papa. Like, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's cool. You guys look cool.
I'm going in the back door.
Yeah,
from this
like
point
no,
on.
I feel dope.
That's the end
because
of this shit.
It's like they're already going to be there. I don't have to call them, and then I get to go in. I get to have my dinner. Like they're already there.
You don't have to call and be like, you don't have to call the paps and hit them up and be like, guess what? I'm walking in. No, like they're already there. But I've gone with you a few times.
Free dinners for like a week or two for this.
Yeah, Craig's. You better fucking give
paparazzi
me some
at Craig's.
Free
why don't you
chicken.
Ever take photos of me? I'm getting out of Randall's car too.
You know what, Stoss? I think the only reason we get a photo, or I get a photo, I know why you guys get. Maybe it's because of the car only.
I'm getting out of your car, yeah. Randall.
Oh, you didn't get a picture?
No. They're like, who's his friend?
Stassi, this is how we're going to do it next time. We're going to pull up. I'm going to stay in the car like your driver, and you two get out.
Let's see if this game is real. All right, let's listen to this second voicemail.
Hi, Lala and Randall. Lala, I love you on Vanderpump Rules, and I assume Vanderpump isn't scripted word for word, but how much planning and direction is there from the crew? And Randall, why is The Irishman so long? I haven't seen it yet because I need to make time. Yeah, can't wait to hear you guys on the air. Bye.
All right, you guys go first.
I'll go second. Mine's going to take a minute. Go ahead.
So no, there's not a script, but obviously there's a storyline that has to unfold during the season. But I would say, like, the only planning they do is giving us call times. Otherwise...
And walk-ups. Yeah, having to just like film your walk up sometimes more than once. And the only direction is like
walk up's like the entrance coming in.
Yes, exactly. They and then they're just like, hey, you know what you just found out the other day? Maybe bring it up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But like, otherwise, like we here's the thing though, when you've been doing it for 8 years for you.
We don't need direction anymore.
No, I'm like, I'm here to fuck shit up. That's all I know. That's what I'm going to do. You know? No. Knock it out.
You just have to go in every scene and just be like, okay, I'm here to just like talk shit about what I just heard.
Yes.
Be honest. Call whoever out, whatever thinking. It's really just like speak what's in your head.
Exactly. Show up. And be very
it's like
opinionated.
No filter, basically.
Totally.
No filter. And also, the one thing I will give you guys about Vanderpump is that you don't get 2 months to be mad at somebody. You get one night.
Yeah.
And then it's right back in it.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
If me and my buddy Alex, we get in an argument, I won't talk to him for a week.
Right.
They're
take
like,
a breather.
Oh, come back at 12 o'clock for lunch and you're going to talk it out now.
Yeah.
And not only are you going to talk about it,
yes.
We're also going to give you free alcohol.
Oh, yes. Well, honestly, thank God for that.
Yeah, right.
God, I would be so boring if I mean, you are the only person I know that's actually like crazy or sober.
That is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Stassi, I agree with that 100%.
No, for real. Thank you. I'm so honored that you just said that.
The sick part is that you're honored to be called crazy. I love you.
Well, I was worried when I stopped drinking.
You were going to be less crazy?
I was like, I've lost my fucking edge. Vanderpump is going to think
Honey,
I'm boring.
Your crazy is deep in your soul.
Yeah,
it's never coming out.
It totally is.
It's like a trapped child that just lives and breathes.
Yeah, the crazy runs in these
And
veins.
I love you, and I love you for that, and that's what makes you you, baby.
That's why I love all the people that have seen my crazy and still stick by my side, like you and Stoss, because I'm like, they really love me for real.
I got tricked.
That's because you are, you know what I love about Lala? Lala pretends to be a hard ass.
Oh, she's
the softest person. Whenever I hear her start talking, like she's going to fucking cut a bitch. I'm like, sure. Okay.
By the way, Stassi, all right. Stassi, you know what? If anybody, this, for the first episode, it's the greatest thing anybody's ever said. This is the perfect mantra of Lala. She acts so hard, and why I love her so much. She gets behind closed doors. She's like a little, I love you. Come cuddle me.
Yes.
Like what happened to the girl who's going to cut a bitch?
She doesn't cut bitches.
She doesn't cut anything.
No.
She takes a plastic spoon out.
Seriously.
I'm what they call a pretender. Yeah. All bark, no bite.
No, you're very authentic, but I agree with Stassi. You're a lover, and that's why I love you so much. I really, because you are a big lover.
I think Stassi's more of a hard ass than me.
Stassi is tough. I didn't realize.
An undercover hard ass.
Yeah, but I didn't know that until I saw the bride. I got scared. I was like, Stassi's tough. I'm getting out of here. Bo and I went in the other room.
I know. You wimps. Both you guys ran.
Bo goes, scurried. Bo goes, I'm so hungover. And I go, dude, they're about to fucking scrap in there. He's like, well, let's just stay in here, have drinks, and wait. I'm like, okay, good idea.
Good idea. Anyway, real quick, answer the rest of the question.
Irishman, why it's so long? All I can tell you is Martin Scorsese. There's nothing else to say. Greatest filmmaker of all time. You know what? If great films are like great wine, fine wine, they take time to breathe.
Oh, there we go. Yes. I love it. Stassi Schroeder, thank you so much,
thank
my love.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I'm over.
Today.
I'm sad.
We
you
are so
bring
amazing.
Me back.
Yes.
Oh, bring you're me back again,
back
girl.
For sure.
We are going to be with you every Wednesday, Give Them Lala with Randall, and we want to hear from you. So call us at 866-LALA-POD. That number is 866-LALA-POD. Thank you so much for listening.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.